今天我们能够安然安息在主是谁的上面。
Today we could come and rest on who the Lord is.
因为主他开启我们，叫我们认识他到底是谁。
Because the Lord has opened us up and we get to know him.
另外一面，我们的主他那改变的大能要改变我们，能够成为他的子品。
On the other hand, the Lord wants to use his power of transformation to make us like him.
早天我们在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享丰丰富富进神的国。
Today we're going to talk about how we can go filled into his kingdom.
丰丰富富，另外一面就是贫贫穷穷的。
The opposite of to be full is to be emptied.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救了，我们都被迁入了爱子的国度。
Now that after we're saved, we know that now we're brought into the kingdom of the Son.
但是今天我们进神的国是丰丰富富的呢，还是贫贫穷穷的？
But today when we enter this kingdom, are we wealthy or are we poor?
我们在地上也有很多的经历。
Just like in this world, we have lots of experience.
你可以知道说你在学习中你是丰富的还是贫穷的。
You know that in your studying, you know that if you're rich or if you're poor.
我在大学时候是不太喜欢读书。
When I was in college, I did not like to study.
我的标准呢大概就是60分。
My standard was just to hit 60 points.
我记得有一次期末考。
And I remember one final.
我是已经定好要去爬山哈。
I already set a date to go hiking.
那个考试呢是考到12点。
That test was supposed to last till noon.
我的火车票买的是11点半。
And the train ticket I bought was at 11:30.
写一写差不多了差不多了。
So when I was in the middle of my exam, almost at the end,
能够及格了我就赶快跑了。
And I thought if I could pass, I would just get out.
但是我也毕业了。
And I graduated.
可是非常的贫穷。
But then, yes, I was poor.
你说学到了多少呢?
If you ask me how much I have learned,
真的是没有多少。
I will tell you that I haven't learned much.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们进神的国。
Brothers and sisters, today we enter into the Lord's kingdom.
我们的标准也不过是仅仅及格。
Is your mark just to barely pass?
或者讲不过是仅仅得救。
Or do you just want to be barely saved?
那是非常可怜的。
I tell you that that's really pitiful.
神叫我们要丰丰富富进神的国。
The Lord wants us to be rich when we reach his kingdom.
我们来读一下彼得后书第一章第三节。和第四节
Let us read 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 and 4.
请我们一起来读
Together.
神的圣灵已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，建议我们认识他用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。我们在这里看见神因着他的大能。
So here he says that it is by his power.
他叫我们能够领受一切关乎生命和前进的事情。
That it is through him that we can now pertain to life and godliness.
又因我们认识我们的主。
It is because now that we have knowledge of him.
我们知道我们能够和他的荣耀和美德能够一同有份。
That now we can be partakers of his divine nature.
那我们也知道因着他极大的应许。
And it is also now through his great and precious promises.
今天我们能够脱下所有从情欲来的败坏，与他的性情有份。
That we can now escape the corruption that is in the world through lust and be a partaker of his nature.
神给我们的恩典何等的大。
And how great is his grace to us.
他呼召我们每一位。
That he called each of us.
我们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
Now we are all heavenly brothers and sisters that are called by him.
我们的主他以圣召召我们。
It is him who called us with his heavenly calling.
这个召是从上面来呼召我们。
And this calling is from above.
今天我们可以说蒙恩得救了。
Today we can call to be saved.
每一个神儿女身上有一个宝贵的呼召。
Each child of God is have this precious calling.
叫我们向着一个标杆而去。
So that we can now have a target to walk to.
但是在马太福音我们读到他说蒙召的多选上的少。
But then in the book of Matthew it says that there are a lot to be called but the ones that are chosen are few.
今天我们讲到属灵的事情。
Today when we talk about the spiritual matters.
我们总是说第一个你要认识你已经得着的身份和地位。
The first thing you always say that you have to recognize what your position is.
我们如果不知道我们已经得着的。
If you do not know what you have already received.
我们好像没有一个 地位来追求神所要叫我们得着更丰盛的。
Then you do not have a position to pursue more.
这边让我们知道我们领受一切关乎生命和前进的事情。
So here it talked about all the things that pertain to life and godliness.
我们接受主耶稣他所有的荣耀和美德。
That we can now receive all his glory and virtue.
我们是能够和神的性情有份的。
And yes, we can be partakers of his divine nature.
主已经救了我们。
The Lord has saved us.
今天我们能够得着神他所要给我们一切的丰富。
So today we can receive his fullness.
弟兄姐妹，讲到说我们已经被迁入爱子的国度。
Brothers and sisters, now we are led into the kingdom of the Son.
让我们认识到说我们今天有一个荣耀的身份，荣耀的地位。
So let us recognize what precious position that we now have.
那这一切不是靠着我们努力能够来达到的。
Now all these things cannot be obtained by our work.
这一切是主耶稣他为我们所完成的工作。
But all these things are completed by Jesus.
我们是因着信我们得着了。
And all we have is through faith now we receive.
我们成为神的儿女。
Now we are children of God.
我们能够与神他所有的生命性情是一同有份的。
Now we can partake in his likeness.
每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女，
For every one of the saved children，
我们知道我们都已经蒙了呼召。
We all know that we have been called，
我们知道这个召在我们的身上。
And this calling is now on us，
但是蒙召的多，选上的却少。
But the one that are called are more， but the one that are chosen are few。
今天这个选上和我们神儿女今天的生活是非常有关系的。
Today's what you choose has a big relationship of who you're going to be.
知道了我们蒙恩的地位，
Until you reach the positions of being saved.
但是还有一条道路主叫我们来奔跑。
Yet there is a path now before you that you have to run on.
所以彼得在这里他不只是告诉我们何等的宝贵我们已经得着的。
So Peter here describes to us what we have already received.
我们再继续读第五节到第七节。
Let us continue on to verse 5 to 7.
他这一个缘故，你们要格外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进。有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。我们在这里读到他说你们要分外殷勤。
He says that giving all diligence.
啊，等一下我们也会读到哈，他讲到要我们殷勤。
And then after, we're going to read more about how to be diligent.
要我们更加殷勤。
To be more diligent.
当我们一讲到殷勤的时候，我想很多时候我们就想到说，为主工作，我们需要殷勤。
A lot of time when we talk about being diligent, we thought about when we serve, we have to serve diligently.
我们很多时候要做事情，我们需要殷勤。
When we have to accomplish a task, we have to be diligent.
那也是一个很重要神儿女应该有的性格。
I tell you that that's one characteristic that we should have.
但是我们在这里要认识到他叫我们分外殷勤。
But here it says give all diligence.
那这个殷勤是叫我们殷勤的来相信神的应许。
This diligence is to ask us to have faith diligently.
叫我们殷勤的顺服圣灵的工作。
To make us be obedient to the Spirit diligently.
这里的殷勤不是说我努力怎么样我能够改变自己。
This diligence does not meanHow hard we have to work to change ourselves.
不是讲到我努力殷勤要做多少的工。
It's not how hard I have to work, how much I have to do.
因为我们下面看见他叫我们殷勤要怎么样来做呢？
But what comes after tells us what we need to do.
讲到说神所要成就的到底是什么？
It talks about what God wants us to accomplish.
他说有了信心要加上德行。
He says from faith, action.
有了德行要加上知识。
From action, knowledge.
他在这边每一个讲的弟兄姐妹是从我们生命里面所需要活出来。
But I tell you brothers and sisters, all the things that he talked about, it has to manifest from your life.
因为我们知道一切我们从信心里面开始。
Because it starts with faith.
也必须根基在于主耶稣为我们已经做成的工作。
So the foundation lies on what Christ has already done for us.
哦，我们的主他是为我们信心创始而且成终的耶稣。
It is the beginning of the end and the end is Christ.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, no one can please God.
我们信神是，我们信神在。
We believe who He is and that He is with us.
但是信心没有行为是什么？
But
是死的。
But faith without action is dead work.
雅各告诉我们非常的清楚。
James told us very clearly.
需要有信心的行为。
That from faith is action.
所以这个行为是因着信，然后从我们生命里面活出来，彰显出来的。
So this action comes from faith, manifests naturally in life.
然后他叫我们知道说，还要加上有知识。
Then he says.Add on knowledge.
是叫我们能够认识神的旨意。
The knowledge so that we can know the will of God.
有很多人也许在地上，他们也做许许多多的事。
A lot of people, they do many things in this world.
到那天说，主啊，主啊，你看我不是为你做了这个，做了那个吗？
And then until one day, that person may say to the Lord, See, I have done this and that for you.
就怕到那一天，主说，我不认识你。
But what we worry about is that the Lord will say, I don't know you.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们需要认识神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,We have to understand the will of God.
我们也需要顺服神的旨意。
And we have to be obedient to the will of God.
下面他讲到节制。
Then it talks about self-control.
我们需要接受圣灵的管制。
We have to be controlled by the Spirit.
他讲到忍耐。
It talks about perseverance.
我们在试炼中不失去勇气。
That in our trials we don't lose heart.
他讲到要敬虔。
Then it talks about godliness.
讲到我们要像神。
How we have to be like God.
啊，他要加上爱弟兄的心。
Then from godliness, brotherly kindness.
爱是从神来的。
Love is from God.
我们不可能说我今天爱神，我却不爱弟兄。
You can't say that I love God, but I hate my brothers.
他最后还要加上爱。
And then lastly, love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这边是讲到我们神儿女，我们应该有的生命性情。
Brothers and sisters, these eight things talk about the characteristics of who we should be.
主把他的生命已经赐给我们。
The Lord has given us His life.
那这个生命在我们里面，他要长大。
And this life has to grow.
神何等的巴望神儿女在地上成为他的见证。
How God wants us to be His testimony in this world.
成为他的彰显。
To be His manifestation.
那我们看见他叫我们分外的殷勤。
So He asks us to give all diligence.
我们要知道殷勤，相信神的应许。
To be diligently believe God's promise.
前面讲到这个应许是又大又宝贵，又宝贵又极大的应许。
It describes the promise as precious and magnificent.
我们相信。
Let us believe.
神的应许无论有多少。
That doesn't matter how big is God's promise.
在基督里都是是的。
In Christ is true.
今天神所应许的，他必定要成就。
What God has promised will come true.
我们相信。
Let us be faithful.
我们知道我们已经得着了一个宝贵的地位。
Believe that we now have a new position.
我们得着了宝贵的生命。
This precious life.
所以他叫我们要殷勤啊。
So that it asks us to have faith diligently.
我们不是好像轻轻忽忽的觉得神所应许的那是神的事情。
We don't no longer just ignore or neglect what God's promised.
我过我今天的生活。
That I will still live the way I want to live.
我觉得我已经得着了以后上天堂的保证。
And I already got the assurance that I will go to heaven one day.
然后我今天不论我怎么生活，我知道到那一天我有把握我能够上天堂。
So today, don't matter what I do, I can go to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们的应许不只是叫我们到那一天我们逃避在白座大宝座前的审判。
Brothers and sisters, what God has promised is so much more than just not being judged on the last day.
他叫我们得着他的自己。
He wants us to obtain himself.
叫我们真是与他的性情有份。
So thatOn this day, we can be partaker of His likeness.
他叫我们是得着一个丰丰富富的生命。
So that He wants us to have a full life.
主告诉我们，不只得生命，还要得的更丰盛。
The Lord promises that not only will receive life, but an overflowing, fulfilling life.
所以一面我们看见有许多我们需要减去的。
So on one hand, we see a lot of things that has to be taken away.
他叫我们脱离从世上从情欲来的败坏。
He says we have to escape from the corruptions that is in the world through lust.
我们除去许多的罪行。
We have to take away a lot of sinful acts.
弟兄姐妹，我们身上有许许多多从老旧生命、从世界所来的沾染。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of things in our life are still being corrupted by this world.
很多时候好像我们带着许许多多罪的重担。
A lot of times we're carrying up the burdens of sin.
今天神叫我们奔跑一条属天的道路。
But I understand that the Lord wants you to run on this path.
许多我们讲到神儿女说到那个操练啊，操练那个生命，操练敬虔。
So a lot of times when we talk about when we are on trials to exercise our godliness.
那些操练就好像 运动员他们在训练的时候一样,
these trials are like an athlete when they go through training.
是不能放松的,
you cannot let loose.
是需要忍耐的,
you have to endure.
你在训练的过程有许许多多痛苦的,
in your training, you may experience pain.
那他们为着一个地上的标杆,他们在那里努力。
But yet it is for a gold that they endure.
弟兄姐妹,今天神给我们的 远远超过属地的一切。
Brothers and sisters, what the Lord has promised us is so much farther than what this world can promise us.
那你在这条路上跑的时候,
so when you run on this path,
你想一个奔跑的运动员, 他希望身上带着很多的东西吗?
Now think about a runner. Does the runner want to carry heavy burdens?
脚上还绑着沙包。
Can you carry sandbags on your foot?
不，没有一个人是愿意这样子的。
No one runs like that.
要脱下所有容易缠累我们的罪。
So cast away all these sins.
我们都在这条路上奔跑。
So that we can run on this path.
让你知道我身上有多少的缠累。
Now you know how much burden you're carrying.
我们愿不愿意把它放下来。
Are you willing to drop this burden?
很多时候罪在我们身上是一个捆绑。
A lot of times sins act like a constraint in our life.
我们愿不愿意从这些捆绑中得着释放。
Are you willing to free yourself from these constraints?
今天我们讲这许许多多,
today we talk about these many things.
是需要从我们身上所除去的、减去的。
A lot of things that we have to put away in our life.
我们感谢主,
but thanks to the Lord.
主在十字架所完成的工作,
that on the cross the Lord has done the work.
叫我们得着完全的释放,
so that now we are released.
今天我们要脱下这些,
so today let us drop this burden.
弟兄姐妹真的不是靠 我们自己的努力，我就能够脱得下来。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that it is not by your own strength that you can cast away this burden.
什么时候你想靠自己的努力去脱离自己？
Whenever you want to set your mind to put away this burden.
我们总是到一个结果就是，我真是苦啊。
Then the results will just be sorrow and pain.
谁能救我脱离这个屈死的身体？
But it is God that can help us escape from this sin.
因为我们都没有办法。
Because by our own self, we can't.
今天感谢主，主要我们回到加略。
But thanks to the Lord, the Lord wants us to go back to Calvary.
叫我们回到十架。
Come back to His cross.
十架是我们的拯救。
Because the cross is our salvation.
十架是我们的夸耀。
The cross is our boast.
一直到那一天，十架仍然是我们的依靠。
And until that day, the cross is what we can rely on.
主为我们死了。
The Lord has died for us.
为我们付了极重的代价。
He has paid the price for us.
今天我们可以从捆绑中得着释放。
And from that, now we can be released from our constraints.
我们这个老旧的己已经与他同钉十字架。
That our old self was died on the cross with Christ.
我们的罪身已经灭绝。
And the origin of our sin is now eliminated.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以宣告仇敌在我们身上他是没有地位的。
So brothers and sisters, now we can all proclaim that the enemy has no foothold on us.
我们的罪身已经灭绝了。
Because the origin of sin is taken care of.
我们可以得着释放的。
Now we are free.
这是我们的地位。
Because that's our new position.
但是今天我们知道仇敌不断地欺骗神的儿女。
But today we know that the enemy still tries to deceive us.
他常常还是让我们靠着自己，我们想要脱离。
And how many times we want to use our own strength to try to free ourselves.
他们瞒着我们，或者不叫我们真的看见 主为我们做成的工作何等的伟大。
So that we can no longer see the work that Christ has already done.
我已经死了。
That the old self has died.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
And our new life with Christ is now dwelling in God.
兄弟兄姐妹，我们能不能说哈利路亚，我已经得着了释放。
Brothers and sisters, can you proclaim hallelujah that I am now free?
罪是死权在我们身上是没有地位的。
The sin and death has no foothold on me.
今天我们这些蒙释放的人
Today we, the free people,
我们有一个实行的道路
that now we have a path of action.
我们还让不让罪在我们的身上有它的地位
Are you still willing to let sin have a foothold in your life?
是跟我们今天意志的拣选绝对有关系
So today we have to choose with our will.
已经脱离罪的人
The one who has escaped from sin.
但是多少时候我们仍然是我自己容让罪在我们身上有它的地位。
And how often do we let sin still be part of our life?
我们是已经与主同死的人。
We are the people that died on the cross.
但是多少时候是我们容让我的己生命在我的里面占着一个这么重要的地位。
But how many times we still hold on to this old self and let it take control in our life?
所有的感觉，所有的集中的中心，多少时候还在我这个己生命上面。
How much time we are still self-centered on our own life.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要把它除去。
Brothers and sisters, we have to subtract that part of our life.
要脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
We have to escape the corruption that is in the world.
把所有不属于主的从我们身上，我们求主帮助我们，我们愿意甘心的把它放下来。
And all things don't belong to the Lord. Are we willing to drop it?
一面是减少。
One thing we put away.
另外一面是增加。
On the other hand, we have to put on more.
我们刚刚讲到，在所有的从信心。
Then is talk about the things that comes after faith.
一样一样的往上加。
One thing to another, one step to another.
要加上德行。
To add on,
加上
virtue.
知识。
Add on knowledge.
加上节制。
Add on self-control.
加上忍耐。
Add on perseverance.
加上前进
add on godliness,
加上爱弟兄的心
add on brotherly kindness,
还要加上爱
and lastly add on love,
这个爱众人的心它原文就是还要加上爱
love that can be added on,
它这边告诉我们要分外的殷勤
here it says to give all your diligence,
那我们今天知道说所有这边让我们认识的地位让我们认识今天我们需要的殷勤
So let us understand the position that we now have and the diligence that we must give.
神有一个目的要我们能够达到的。
God has a goal for us to attain.
我们来读第八节和第九节。
Let us read verse 8 and 9.
你们若通通足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。好，我们读十节和十一节。
所
以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若有这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的。得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国我们在这里看见他的目的是叫我们能够进入我们救主耶稣基督永远的国
We see that God's purpose is for us to enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ
那他告诉我们要怎么样进入呢
And here it tells us how do we enter into this kingdom
就怎么进入差别非常非常的大
How do you enter in it? There's a big difference
刚刚讲说你如果修了一门课你可以仅仅得救或者仅仅及格
When we have the parable of a class it says that you could barely pass
或者你是拿 A 的你是拿到一个很高的成绩的
or you can get an A for the class
一个是仅仅得救或者是讲说丰丰富富的能够进到神的国里面
so do you want to be barely saved or do you want to go into the kingdom abundantly
我们看见这一段圣经里面他讲到了三个弱
So in these verses, we saw three ifs.
一个讲到你们若从从足足有这几样。
He says, if these things are yours and abound.
他们讲说人若没有这几样。
But if he who lacked these things.
那你们若行这几样就永不失脚。
Lastly, if you do these things, you will never stumble.
所以我们看见这几样，这几样，这几样，就是前面所讲的。
So when he talks about these things, those are the things that we just talked about.
这些不是在外面的一些事情。
These things are not physical things surrounding us.
这些特别讲到今天神的生命在我们的里面。
But these things are God's life that is now in us.
叫我们能够和他的性情能够有份。
So that we could be partaker of his divine nature.
弟兄姐妹, 神的生命, 神的性情, 需要经过我们在地上。 这一段道路,
Brothers and sisters, His divine nature is exercised when we walk this path on earth.
神来制作我们, 改变我们,
so that the Lord can make and mold us.
这些成了我们的性格,
so that this divine nature becomes our character.
这些成了我们这个人,
and this is now becoming part of us.
我们讲说每一个人他有不同的personality。
We talked about how each person has a different personality.
还有他的人格,
each one has a personality.
那今天神要改变我们成为他的子品,
today, God wants to transform us into His masterpiece.
这是主在我们今天活着的时候,主不断地要改变我们, 要制作我们。
And this work the Lord is doing on us as our daily living.
兄姐妹,这边讲到三个若,
Brothers and sisters, it talks about the three ifs.
你若从从足足有这几样,
If these things are yours and about,
反面说你若没有这几样就是眼瞎的。
If you lack these things, then you are short-sighted or blind.
如果有这几样就永远不失脚。
And if you do these things, you will never stumble.
那这些若其实就让我们认识到说今天神给我们一个选择的权利。
And looking at this if, it means that there is a choice to be made.
我们能够说到那一天你要怎么进神的国, 决定在于今天。
So that means that on that day, how you enter into His kingdom depends on what you do now.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is my chance.
我们要趁着还有今日。
So let us use this day.
然后每一个若对我们来讲就是一个警惕。
For each one of these ifs, for us, should be a warning.
因为我今天若没有这几样,
Today, if I don't have these things,
我不过是眼瞎的,
then I am blind.
我只看见近处了,
then I am short-sighted.
忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净,
and has forgotten that he has cleansed me from my old sin.
忘了主付了多大的代价买我回来,
that I have forgotten the price that the Lord has paid for me.
忘了我有一个荣耀的生命,
that I have now forgotten this my glorious life.
我有一个荣耀的目的,
my glorious destination.
兄姐妹,
Brother and
sisters, 这一些若,
all these ifs,
今天盼望说主在我们里面提醒我们,
today I hope that you can be reminded,
今天是我们拣选的机会,
today is the day of choosing.
有一个小鹰好, 老鹰生了一只小鹰,
an eagle gave birth to a little eagle,
结果它生活在一堆小鸡的中间,
and this eagle has been living with a bunch of chicks.
他跟着这些小鸡一起长大,
and this eagle was grown up with this bunch of chickens.
到一个时候他也以为他就是跟这些小鸡是一样的,
and for a long time this eagle thought he was also a chicken.
他看见那些飞鸟在空中飞,
and when he looked up he saw other birds flying around.
他就问旁边的这些小鸡啊,
the eagle asked the chicken around him,
他们怎么可以这样子呢?
And said, how come that bird can fly?
这小鸡告诉他说, 那是老鹰啊, 那是什么飞鸟啊?
And then the chicken would tell him, because those are eagles, those are other birds.
我们不过是小鸡罢了。
But we are only chicken.
我们是没办法飞的。
We can't fly.
兄姐妹, 是不是? 当这个小鹰啊, 他被欺骗, 他以为他跟他视为的都是不过是一样的。
So this little eagle thought that he was also a chicken like the rest of them.
多少时候神儿女活在这个世界,
how often as children of God we live in this world,
我们被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼,
that we are deceived by the Lord of this world.
我们以为我们和他们是一样的,
we thought we were just like all the other people.
我们不知道我们有一个何等荣耀的生命,
and we forgot that we have this glorious life.
主在我们每一个人身上有一个何等荣耀的目的。
Our Lord has a glorious goal for all of us.
今天我们在地上，我们的生命，我们的地位是与主同坐天上的。
And today, our position in this world, we are supposed to dwell with the Lord on His throne.
我们虽然和别人好像在地上一样的生活，但是我们的生命是老鹰能够飞到天上翱翔的生命。
Even though we live our life in this world, our original life is like an eagle. We're meant to fly.
弟兄姐妹，这边讲到好几个弱。
Brothers and sisters, it talks about the Eve.
这个弱是说到拣选的机会，今天神放在我们的手里面。
These three Eves talked about the choice we have to make today.
我们是轻轻忽忽的，我们是随随便便的过去呢？
Are we just walking by casually or barely getting saved?
还是这边所告诉我们的要更加殷勤
？Or are we going to be diligent?
前面说到分外殷勤，这边说要更加殷勤。
The last verse it talks about giving all diligence. It says now here even more diligence.
我们怎么殷勤
？How do we be diligent?
刚刚讲过了。
We just talked about it.
不是叫你殷勤的靠着自己，我们来做什么来改变我们自己
？Not through your work or your mindset trying to change yourself.
这个殷勤，因为讲到是我们生命的改变。
This diligence talks about the natural transformation of life.
我们必须求主开我们的眼睛。
So we have to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
叫我们真认识我们已经得着的地位。
So that we truly understand this new position that we now have.
我们真求主让我们看见他完成的工作。
Ask the Lord to show us the work that He has already done.
今天我们才有可能说活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So then we have a chance to understand what it means to be not I but Christ.
然后我们要殷勤的相信神的应许。
And more importantly, we have to be diligently faithful.
他的应许无论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
All these promises that God made has come true through Christ.
我们需要殷勤的顺服圣灵的工作。
So we have to be diligently obedient to the work of the Spirit.
今天圣灵在我们身上，他能够做人手所不能做的工作。
Today the Holy Spirit can do works that cannot be done by man's hands.
圣灵光照。
The Spirit enlightens.
圣灵启示。
The Spirit reveals.
圣灵焚烧。
The Spirit burns us.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们需要。愿意把自己放下来。
So brothers and sisters, are you willing to deny yourself?
让圣灵今天在我们身上能够得着他的自由。
Are you willing to let the Spirit set free in you?
让圣灵什么时候光照你
？Whenever the Spirit enlightens you.
我们来到神的面前。
Then let us come to the Lord.
很多时候那个光照在我们的里面。
Then let the light enlighten you.
我们真知道我是个罪人。
Let you truly understand why we are sinners.
当你看见。
When you see,
弟兄姐妹，很多时候就在于你实行上，我们愿不愿意悔改在主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time you can show your seeing by repenting on what you do.
当圣灵光照启示，当你看见我身上有多少的拦阻。
When the Spirit revealed and enlightened, then you can see how your life is hindered.
圣灵不能。替你来做决定。
The Spirit cannot make your choice for you.
那个弱讲到决定权在我们的身上。
When you talk about the Eve, it means that you make the call.
我看见我的捆绑。
I now see how I am bound.
但是我愿不愿意放下来
？Are you willing to drop them?
我愿不愿意承认我的罪
？Are you willing to confess your sin?
弟兄姐妹，这些是我们今天在实行的十字架上。主叫我们每一个人叫我们殷勤。
So brothers and sisters, when we carry the cross and when we act on the cross, that's what the Lord is asking us to do.
我们一生的年日真的是载如手掌。
In all our days of life is short like the palm of a hand.
日子过去何等的快速。
Time goes by too fast.
抓住今天的机会。
Capture your choice today.
哦，今天我们若有这几样。
Today if these things are mine.
今天我们若行这几样。
Today if I do these things.
主把许许多多的机会赐给我们。
The Lord has given us so many opportunities.
今天我们若是殷勤。
Today if we want to act diligently.
兄姐妹，我们在很多的小事情上，我们能。能够得着基督，并且得的更丰盛。
Brothers and sisters, it is through all these daily little things that we can receive Christ and receive Him abundantly.
若是我们不殷勤
，But if we are not diligent,
多少时候就算圣灵在里面感动啊
A lot of times, even when we are touched by the Spirit,
我们就把它忽略过去了。
We would ignore it.
一件事情忽略了，两件事情忽略了。
We ignore it one time, we ignore it twice, three times.
甚至有许多的罪，有很多的贪心，对我们来讲变成了一个习惯了。
A lot of times, maybe our sinful acts or our greed has now become part of us.
他讲到这些不过是瞎眼的。
He says that these people are blind.
弟兄姐妹，我们。彼此勉励
Brothers and sisters, encourage each other.
神在这里告诉我们，你们要丰丰富富来进到这个国度的里面。
Because God promised that He will supply us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of Him.
我们讲到这个国度是一个赏赐。
We understand that this kingdom is a reward.
今天我们需要丰丰富富的，我们来进到神的国里面。
And today we want to enter into this reward abundantly.
我们在林前三章这边看见保罗告诉我们他是一个聪明的工头他立好了根基
Here, he says in 1 Corinthians that he is a clever builder
他说人在那个根基上建造的工程
The work that this clever man built on the foundation
今天大家都在上面建造
Today we are all building
但是到了那一天有火来试验个人的工程
But on that one day, fire will come and burn everything
他说若是工程存得住
He said, if your building endures,
他要得赏赐
then he will receive a reward.
人的工程若被烧了
but if anyone's work is burned,
他要受亏损
then he will suffer loss.
他说自己却要得救
he himself will be saved.
虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样
yes, so as through fire.
今天我们也许今天外面还有许多的工作
Today, outside of here, we have a lot of work to do.
我们也觉得我也在殷勤。
You think that you're being diligent.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们今天所有所做的
，For brothers and sisters, all the things you do today.
到那天能不能够耐火
？Until that one day, would it endure the fire?
都烧掉了。
If all the work you do are burned.
我们虽然得救
，Then even though you're saved,
却是像从火里经过的一样。
Yet you're safe through fire.
所有的工程烧掉了。
All the work that you have done are burned.
这边我们就知道，不过是一个仅仅的得救。
So then at that day you're just barely saved.
进到神的国是进去了。
Yes, you enter into His kingdom.
我们有这个身份。
Yet you have this position.
我们有这个地位。
Yes, you can now enter.
我们可以是在神国里的。
Yes, you can enter into the kingdom.
但是多少时候，弟兄姐妹，若是我们不过是贫穷的。
How often we are still poor.
我们离神的心意就太远了。
That we're still so far away from God's will.
今天主他乐意把他所有的丰富来赐给我们。
Today God wants to give His fulfillment of His fullness to us.
原本神本性一切的丰盛是有形有体居住在他里面的。
All His divine nature was just in Him before.
今天主借着十字架这个丰盛已经释放出来。
And today through His cross He wants to give it to us.
在他生命里面他赐给我们。
Through His life He wants to give it to us.
都在我们里面。
To give it in us.
但是我们愿不愿意来得着
But are you willing to take it?
愿不愿意来享受
Are you willing to enjoy it?
哦，这是我们在今天神儿女主给我们选择的权利。
And that's the call you have to make today.
盼望早间我们听见主的话告诉我们
So this morning I hope that through His word
要丰丰富富的进入在神的国里面
That we will enter His kingdom abundantly
我们今天不是只是空想说、哦、到那一天 我就会怎么样进到神的国里面
So today is no longer an empty thought That one day we will get to enter into His kingdom
彼得写彼得后书已经在他殉道之前了
Brother Peter, when he wrote the second Peter, he was just before his death.
我想他经过了一生的年日。
He has now lived his life.
他就要去见主了。
He is now getting close to meet the Lord.
他巴不得我们能够认识。
So he wants us to learn.
是的，要神要我们丰丰富富的来进到他的国度里面。
That God wants us to enter into his kingdom abundantly.
所以他叫我们还有机会。
So today, when we still have this chance,
我们要分外的殷勤
，Let us give all of our diligence，
要更加的殷勤
，even more diligent。
今天我们要知道怎么样来殷勤。
Today, let us learn how to be diligent。
是的，我们在主的工作上，在圣灵的工作上
，Yet in the work of the Lord and the Spirit，
我们需要真的殷勤。
We need to be diligent。
今天一个机会过去，这个机会在永远的里面就过去了。
So today, when an opportunity come and go, is gone forever.
我们殷勤就是抓住每一个机会。
So being diligent means that we capture all these chances.
主在我们身上叫我们减少。
The Lord wants us to decrease ourselves,
让他的生命能够增加
，so that His life can increase.
叫我们的己生命，我们的天然能够衰微
，so that our old life can diminish.
叫我们的主他自己能够兴旺
，so that His new life can prosper.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们今天每一个神儿女我们所要做的拣选。
Brothers and sisters, that's the choice we have to make today.
关乎到那一天，我们丰丰富富的能够进到。神的国里面
and this choice plays a part in how full you're going to be when you enter His kingdom.
我们再来唱诗歌第411首
Let us sing Psalm 411.
耶稣，我今欢然安息
Jesus, I am resting.
在你